ever since I was little, I was never really little, if you understand what I mean. I was always a big guy, and even I did most of my growing early. And the expression of anger has always been very difficult for me because I've been afraid of the anger getting out of control.
Because
I could carelessly hurt someone.
But did the anger ever get out of control?
Yes.
And did you get negative repercussions?
Sometimes.
In other words, do you think that your concern about your anger was about your being out of control, or do you think it was about your concern about your response, what others would think about it? In other words, really a good question. Let's focus in on it in a way that you can really feel it. Does it feel to you that it was an internal awareness of guidance and you're wanting to maintain alignment, or do you think it was about your perception of others' observations of you and your concern about their perception? Hard to go back, but as you tapped back into that, we felt it was that. It's something different now. But for a long time, it was your concern about their awareness of you. It's not easy to be big when your peers are little. And their response to you was something that you heard a lot about, didn't you?
Yes. Yeah, I mean, that's true. And it just is. It's so, you know, there's, from listening to you and Abraham and listening to the tapes, and, you know, my wife has been a real heroine. She plays these things a lot, and I'm listening often. And, you know, you talk about the benefit of being able to get really angry as opposed to holding it in and feeling helpless or depressed. And though I've gotten over a great deal of that, it's still something that I think holds me back.
But you see, there's something else that we think you're talking about here, and you'll hear this easily. When you are evaluating your personal responses by how others respond to them. Instead of evaluating your personal responses by how they feel to you, you have a very different experience. So what all of this is about, the reason that you want to talk about it and the reason that it feels so vivid within you is that you've outgrown that concern about being the big guy, so to speak. In other words, people aren't looking at you now and having that kind of response to you, but it's still sort of active in your vibration because you trained yourself early on to care very much about their response to you. And now, this feeling of being stuck, you're just going to enjoy this so much. This feeling of being stuck is that for a lot of your life, you used the word motivating, and it was a perfect word that describes this. For a lot of your life, the motivating factor of your life was the response of other people to you. And now you've stepped into another arena where you're not allowing so much the motivating factor to be other people's response, but you haven't quite kicked in to the inspiration part. In other words, for a long time, a lot of people are motivated by people's response to them. When people say to you, if you don't do such and such, you will have this negative repercussion. If you don't buy this insurance, you could end up with a problem. Or if you don't put this burglar alarm on your car or on your house, there could be, in other words, almost all people who are wanting to sell you something are motivating you by enhancing, in your view, the problem if you don't do what they want you to do. If you don't do the right thing or say the right thing, you won't be appreciated by society. If you don't get the right degree, you won't be able to earn a living. If you don't follow the right rules, you won't be able to get into heaven. In other words, it goes on and on and on as people are trying to motivate you into action. And so that motivation is a big part of what makes your current world go round. It's an unhappy world that's going round, but the people are motivated by those factors. They are making decisions based upon their knowing of what they do not want. An inspired decision comes from getting into the vibrational vicinity of your inner being and what your inner being knows, so close, in fact, that you get swept into that vortex that is created by law of attraction's response to your vibrational escrow, and you actually feel an inclination to go that way. You feel a passion or a feeling of wanting to go that way. You're being called rather than pushed. Rather than being pushed by what you don't want, you're being called by what you do want. And this feeling of being stuck that you started out talking to us about is because you've taken your foot out of the world where you're being motivated by others, but you haven't quite got both feet in the world where you're being inspired by the other. And that's what that feeling of being stuck really is. And it's such a temporary place, and it's such a normal place to be. A lot of people try to put one foot in both worlds, so sometimes they're inspired and sometimes they're motivated, but you can't stay there very long because you know too much. We said that to you already. When you know that you are source energy in a physical body, and when you know that you've come to explore contrast, and when you know that you are constantly making entries into your vibrational escrow, and when you know that the source within you is tending to those, and that the larger part of you has already become the vibrational essence of what you are asking for, what you're reaching for, that the larger part of you has already become it, you just can't hardly stand not to get the rest of yourself moving in that direction. And so everything that you ever hear us talk about in terms of the art of allowing, every process that we offer, and they are endless, is about bringing yourself consciously into vibrational alignment with who you have become. You're not stuck, friend, nor could you ever be. And as you are giving more attention to how you feel and less attention to your response to how other people feel about whatever you're doing, you will find yourself not only not feeling stuck, but you will find a renewed zest for life. That's what a lot of you are reaching for. You want this renewed zest for life. We can feel within many of the crowds that gather to visit with us. There are a whole group of people that are talking about law of attraction from a purely standpoint of the physical nature of your being. In other words, they're talking about how you get what you think about, and they're absolutely accurate. You do get what you think about. But there are two dynamics that you have to consider when you're talking about law of attraction, because you have two vibrational vantage points. There are two vibrational perspectives of everyone who is physically focused. There is the physical vantage point, and there is the non-physical vantage point. And law of attraction is responding to both of those vantage points. And it isn't until you morph this vantage point with this vantage point that you truly begin to understand the effect of law of attraction, and you truly begin to understand the fulfillment of your beingness, and you truly begin to understand who you really are and why you've come forth. And that's what you're reaching for, and that's what you've tasted, and that's what you're tasting more and more often, and that's what makes you say, I feel stuck, when you're not tasting that fully.
Thank you.
Yes,
thank
indeed.
Thank you very much.
Yes, indeed.
Appreciate it.